Hello, I'm Julie Stanford, and this is the fifth of my series of essential business startup tips. And we're going to be looking at what skills do you need in your business? You may have a brilliant idea for a business and the determination and drive to make it a success, but can you do all the things you need to do to keep a business running? For example, you're a good plumber, but you know that you're not very good at paperwork, so raising the invoices could be a problem. Your skills with paperwork are exceptional, but you have never managed people and you really worry about it. Or you're a born people manager, but you just can't get your head round legal stuff and it has you running for the hills. Very few people have all the skills it takes to start and run a business successfully. The answer is often not to try to learn all the skills yourself, although many people do, but to decide what you can already do, what you will learn to do, what you could ask other people to do, and what you will pay other people to do. Sometimes you may need to make trade-offs. For example, you might like the idea of having a bookkeeper so that you don't have to do all that entering of figures in different columns yourself. But, especially in the early days, you just might not be able to afford one. In that case, perhaps you could get a friend or relation to do the bookkeeping if you exchange a skill that you're good at, whether it's babysitting once a week or rewiring their kitchen. Or you may decide that to get your business up and running, you really need to employ a professional bookkeeper, so you take less money out of the business for a while to be able to pay for one. If you're not spending the hours doing something you struggle with, but devoting those hours to do something that you're really good at, the business might grow more quickly and successfully, and you can afford a bookkeeper and an accountant. I just want to say one thing about the way you feel about yourself. We've come across a lot of people who give themselves a really hard time over their lack of skills. Please don't do that. You weren't born knowing how to run a business. Just make sure that you invest time and care in finding the right people to help you fill the gaps. There's one more thing I just want to flag up, and that is, how will you know how you're doing? When you work for someone else, your manager is the one to tell you how well you're doing and highlights any skill areas that you might need to improve on. When you run your own business, you need to get that feedback from someone else. So who could you ask to find out how well you're performing as a business owner? That list could include a friend, a family member, your accountant, a member of a business network, such as another business owner. You can get fantastic support and feedback from other business owners, or you may choose to work with a professional business advisor or a mentor. Make of the note of the people you'll ask for feedback and keep a note of their comments, listing any action that you need to take to fill any gaps in your skills. That will help you decide on your priorities as well. Revisit that list frequently, keep it up to date, and remember, in business you have to learn not to take things personally. You need to be ready to hear tough things about yourself and your skills, or lack of them. You must be willing to learn, take action, and move forward. Be honest with yourself, and encourage honesty from your advisors. If your trusted business support person feels unable to tell you the truth about what they've noticed, or if you ignore their advice, your customer is very likely to be the one to let you know by not buying from you again. By being open-minded and truthful about the skills needed in your business and working quickly to fill any gaps you've spotted, you're far more likely to be able to delight your customers and run a successful, profitable business. And that's what we're aiming for.